Good morning. It is 8:19. You're listening to Morning Edition here on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves, and today we're speaking to First District Congressman Rick Crawford. And Mr. Crawford, hope you can hear me okay. Thank you for joining us this morning. Last week, the United States Senate voted in favor of a resolution that would remove a catfish inspection program from the USDA and gave that inspection authority to the FDA. Now, you were one of the representatives that urged the House leadership to not take up the bill. If you don't mind, give us some background on this issue as to exactly what was going on, please.
Well, this goes back years. You know, from a statutorily, 2008 Farm Bill authorized the transition of inspection from FDA to USDA. And the reason was, quite frankly, the FDA was failing miserably in their inspection process. They inspected less than 2% of all incoming catfish. Now, if that's any indication of what their performance is as it relates to seafood, I would urge people to really take caution when you're eating seafood, because the FDA is doing a woefully inadequate job, and that is a kind way of putting it. The catfish industry recognized this, and they said, we want to be brought in line with other livestock commodities, other farm-raised commodities like chicken, pork, beef. And so that's what they asked for. It was authorized in 2008. This was sort of reaffirmed in 2014 and basically saying, look, y'all need to get with the program here, because this was authorized in 2008 and it still hasn't been implemented. So now it has been. In fact, the rule was published earlier in the year, and the inspection program came online about 3 to 4 weeks ago. So we are now seeing USDA's Food Inspection Service inspecting shipments of catfish. Now, why this matters is because they have stopped a couple of shipments coming into the country and won't allow them to enter U.S. commerce because they are tainted with all manner of carcinogens. And if you look at the production practices of Vietnamese catfish, and I'm using the term catfish generically because it's really not catfish. It's a bassa fish or whatever other junk they can bring in with their nets or whatever. But it was just unbelievable how adulterated these fish were. And so what we ought to be doing is thanking the FSIS for catching this and keeping it out of the U.S. Market. And instead, what we have is Senator McCain and others standing up talking about we need to go back to the FDA, when in fact it would cause harm to our U.S. food supply, and it would be more costly. The Congressional Budget Office just stated that going back to FDA would not save one single penny, and there's no reason for it. And so I can't imagine why he continues to, you know, advocate for the destruction of an important U.S. industry.
One of the things you're in Jonesboro this week. There are some things that are taking place. One of the things you're going to be doing is on Thursday, there's going to be a dedication ceremony of the Wilson Hall here on campus. It's going to be dedicated as the new DO school here on campus at Arkansas State. Kind of your thoughts on this historic event?
Well, it is very historic, and it's important that this part of the country and this, you know, our region has an opportunity to educate doctors. And what we know, and statistics bear this out, that medical students typically gravitate toward that area where they are trained. So if we can get people here in the DO school, and we can meet a growing demand, we're very underserved, particularly in primary care across this region. And it's difficult. Healthcare delivery in rural America is exceptionally difficult. So if you can take folks from, you know, this part of the world and educate them here, we have a much better chance of them staying here and practicing here and meeting the needs of those folks that live here in the Delta region. And so it's important that we have this. It'd be a huge asset to Arkansas State University, and it will really help us meet what is a demand that's not being met, and that's primary care physicians. But that's not to say that DOs only do primary care, because they go on and specialize and do all kinds of things. But we do know that it would help meet that need for primary care.
What do you think the impact would be for the region and for Arkansas by way of having this school here in Jonesboro?
Well, you know, I don't really have those statistics at hand, but I do know just anecdotally, you know, that they're going to have their first class that has matriculated in August, and I think that they are pretty well full. We're going to see that trend continue. Going forward, where we're going to have, it'll be fairly competitive getting into the DO school, that there's a large percentage that are Arkansas residents. So it's not as though we're importing, the majority of our students from out of state or out of the country. And it's geared toward trying to recruit physicians and retain physicians regionally. And so this meets an important regional need. And, it's hard to say what the statistics say about this, at least from my perspective, because I'm not a doctor. But what I do know is that we are underserved in the Delta region. And we had an event about 3 years ago. It was called the Delta Health Improvement Project, and it has become an ongoing project, and hopefully will become a partnership with ASU in doing research on rural health care on an ongoing basis that will help us in Washington to deliver a healthcare policy that is not a one-size-fits-all major metropolitan template that is placed over rural communities and say, here, do the best you can. You know, there are different needs in rural America, and we think this DO school will definitely help meet that need.
Congressman Rick Crawford joining us here on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. 11 states are suing the federal government over the Obama administration's directive that public schools in the nation allow transgender students to use bathrooms of their identity. What are your thoughts on this, Congressman?
Well, you know, personally, and I did an at-length address of this on my website, on our YouTube channel, and on Facebook. You know, quite frankly, we have to be careful about how we respond to this legislatively. Sometimes when Congress reacts legislatively, we may unwittingly or inadvertently codify a certain standard, and that can create more of a problem. And so what I have advocated for and continue is that this issue be handled at the state level and really, quite frankly, at the local level, and that people call their school boards, as I did, and express their concern and make sure that we're doing everything we can at the local level and work from the bottom up and not from the top down. And that's what we see this administration doing, is a top-down approach to everything. And what we want to see is a bottom-up approach, and that is we start with our local school board and say, hey, school board, superintendent, we don't approve of this, we don't like it, so voice your opinion, and then that is going to start to percolate up. And we've seen that Governor Hutchinson has rightfully declined to comply, and I think that that is well received across the state, certainly in our neck of the woods. So, you know, before we say, well, Congress, you need to do something, Congress is going to do something to the extent that we can, but it may not be a legislative solution. It may have to be worked through the judicial channel and provide some level of protection that way, because I believe the president has exceeded his authority, but I don't think we can necessarily address that legislatively. There are some other options, but really, quite frankly, me as a parent who has two children in a school district here in Jonesboro, first thing I did was call the school board and let them know how I felt about it.
Do you think that Arkansas should get involved and join Texas, Tennessee, and Louisiana in this?
Well, I think that's a question that Leslie Rutledge will have to answer. I think she's doing a good job for us as Attorney General, and I'm sure she is weighing and considering whether or not that as a state we should join that suit. I'm not going to try to muddy the water or create any kind of a issue that might make it more difficult for her to come to a decision on that.
Lastly, I want to talk about the Republican National Convention that's coming up in July. Donald Trump, now, as you know, is a presumptive Republican nominee. You were one of several that were, including Governor Asa Hutchinson, that supported Marco Rubio, and Rubio over the weekend threw his support towards Trump. I know that you had some concerns about Trump. Will you support Trump?
Oh, I absolutely will, because he's the nominee. And quite frankly, he won the state of Arkansas. and that is basically Arkansas making a statement about who they wanted as the nominee. So I'm not going to, you know, withhold my support based on my position has been and will be that I'm going to support the Republican nominee, and certainly want to stand with the the folks in Arkansas and the folks in my district who spoke very clearly about this, that they chose Donald Trump. And so I'm going to stand with Arkansas. I'm going to stand with my constituents, and I'm going to support the Republican nominee.
I know House Speaker Paul Ryan has been taking his time in weighing support for Trump. Why do you think he's been taking his time in this regard and not yet supporting Trump? And do you think that that's a bad thing?
Well, it's a good question, and I don't have an answer for it. I'm as perplexed as anybody on that. Bottom line is, and certainly in light of the fact that he has crossed that threshold of 1237, there should be no more reservation on this. And so I'm a little confused by it, but, hopefully something will break sooner rather than later. But what we've seen, though, is that Republicans in general are coalescing around the nominee, and that's really what the process is about.
With the time that we have left here, just real quick, asking you about 167 now becoming the future, I-57, kind of your thoughts on that, if you don't mind, please.
Oh, sure. I think that's extremely important to economic development. In any city that lies on what is now U.S. 67, those mayors and those county judges and economic developers in those communities, I think that you'll find a big base of support for that designation, because it improves economic development unmeasurably. And we're fortunate that we had a triple nickel dedication and the designation earlier in the year, and we want to see something like that happen with U.S. 67. It's already, we consider it interstate technically, but we consider it that way.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's all the time that we have right now. But thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to talking to you again in the very near future. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
If you'll hold on the line 1 second, it's 8:33 and you are listening to Morning Edition here on KASU.